President Clinton, anxious to wash his hands of Iraq as fast as possible, was wrong when he said that our mission has been accomplished.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Northern Iraq, ostensibly under American protection, is now effectively divided between Kurdish factions backed by Iran and by Iraq, warring for control of the lucrative smuggling route to Turkey. But then America has been wrong, and sometimes cynically wrong, about the Kurds for a quarter of a century. The legendary Kurdish leader Mustafa Barzani said in 1972 the United States was the only major power he trusted, and he dreamed of making Kurdistan the 51st state of the Union. He organized a CIA-sponsored insurrection against Saddam Hussein that the Shah of Iran had requested President Nixon to arrange. But when Saddam and the Shah patched up their differences, the CIA abruptly abandoned the rebels to the Iraqi dictator's mercy. Barzani wrote Secretary Henry Kissinger an anguished letter. "Your Excellency, the United States has a moral and political responsibility towards our people." In his last days, dying of cancer in McLean, Virginia, ward of the CIA, Barzani told William Sapphire, "We don't want to be anybody's pawns. We want Sarbasti, freedom." Now Barzani's less charismatic son, Massoud, leads the Kurdish faction that relied again on the United States. After the Gulf War, President Bush called for an uprising to topple Saddam Hussein. But when the Kurds did rise up, the United States withheld armed support and left Kurdish towns to be attacked by Iraqi helicopters. For the past 5 years, the United States has managed to broker ceasefires between the Barzani party and the Iranian-supported Talabani party. But in the crunch, the Clinton administration withheld the $1 million, about the price of one cruise missile, requested by the Barzani group to maintain the mediation effort. Barzani, reading that as yet another American abandonment, turned to Saddam Hussein, who had gassed thousands of Kurds. As his father once wrote to Secretary Kissinger, now Massoud has written to Secretary Christopher, assuring him that he would still support American initiatives for a peaceful settlement in Iraqi Kurdistan. But meanwhile, the purge of anti-Iraqi Kurds goes on, Iraqi armor not far away, and tenuous truce has given way to civil war. Mission accomplished, the president says. How many such accomplishments can we afford? This is Daniel Shore.